My name is John Erling, and today's date is September 10th, 2019. Bill, would you state your full name, please?
William Earl Lobeck, Jr.
Your date of birth and your present age?
April 20th, 1940, and I am 79 years old.
I'm in your office.
Right, but it's not the home office of the Lobeck Taylor Family Foundation. That's next door.
I know you've got some pretty nice cars nearby this office.
Yeah, that's an 1132.
Okay, all right. And we want to talk about your interest in this area of town. Where were you born?
Norfolk, Virginia.
Your mother's name?
Paige Akis Lobeck.
Where was she born and where did she come from?
She was born and raised in Prince's Anne County, which is now part of Chesapeake, Virginia. Born in a family of 9 kids on a farm.
What was her personality like?
Oh, she was a character. She loved life and loved people and was a great mom.
Did she have a career outside?
Prior to having me and my sister, she was a secretary for Logan Kanawha Coal Company, the local vice president. When we came along, she retired, took off, and took care of us. And I guess probably, I don't know, I was 10, 11, 12 years old. My sister was 2-3 years younger. She went back to work as a secretary of a regional insurance company.
Your sister's name?
Gail, middle name Page, which is my mother's first name.
Then your father's name?
I'm a junior, so it's William Earl Lobeck.
All right. Tell us about his background, where he grew up. Where did he come from?
Wisconsin, a dairy farmer family. Central Wisconsin, south of Columbus. He had a fairly large family, I guess 6 of them. He was the only one that went to college. And when my grandfather died and they read his will, he deducted $600 from his will to my dad because he had paid for his college education. But yeah.
Did that attitude about money transfer itself down into your family?
I don't know. I don't think so. Yeah. Not really.
What was his personality like and what did he do for a living?
He was a teacher, ultimately became the head of vocational education in Norfolk, Virginia public schools. During World War II, in addition to his job with the school board, he ran a series of, I don't know how many, but a great many, 15, 20 workshops that were training people for various wartime skills, diesel mechanics, you know, gasoline engine, airplane, so forth and so on. From the beginning of the war to the end of the war, I don't think he was at home 8 hours a day.
Because he was training.
He was working. He was running these schools.
Yeah. And what brought him to Norfolk? He came out of Wisconsin and...
Came out of Wisconsin, taught vocational education in Columbus, Ohio. And there was an opportunity in Norfolk, and he came down there and started teaching, and then he was the assistant director of vocational education for the city and became the director.
You say the war. We're talking about World War II.
Correct.
December 7th, 1941. You were too young. You would have been about 4 years old at that time. And then in May, Germany surrendered. But still, as you grew older, you could have been 7, 8, 9. Do you remember any after effects of the war, ration stickers and that type of thing?
Oh, Lord, yes. I remember my dad had a 1942 Plymouth 4-door sedan, and it was one of the last ones built, you know, but until the end of the war. It had a black ration sticker on it, and it had these little black awnings over the headlights. So in case of an air raid, you pull down the awnings, and it would diminish the amount of light on the ground.
Huh.
And there were air raid alerts in Norfolk frequently. You could hear the sirens go off. Everybody had positions to take and things to do.
And you remember doing that?
I remember doing that.
If you were in your home or in school?
I don't remember anything in school. I mean, elementary school or high school, either one. I don't think that any of the drills were done during the middle of the day. They were usually done in the evening and night.
Gasoline then would be rationed?
Yes.
Certain items of clothing probably as well?
Meat, foods. You got ration coupons for the grocery store.
So that carried on even though the war ended in 45, because you're remembering things of 46 and 47.
Correct.